This is Hot Talk, produced by Missy Bailey on Hot 105.
Now, here's Jill Tracy.
And Chef Troy Tingling. It gives the name a whole new meaning. Welcome, Chef Tingling, to Hot Talk.
Thank you. Ladies love that name.
Oh, yes. Yes, well, and once you see him, ladies, I'm just saying. So now you're new to South Florida and the Miami Heat?
Tell us a little bit about... I lived there for a while. I mean, mm-hmm. I went to school here. I left 2 years ago, went to New York.
Okay.
I worked so hard, I said I have to try a little harder. So I sacrificed everything I loved and everything I knew, moved to New York, grind harder, did what I had to do, and it paid off.
Yeah. Can we just touch and agree on that one? Yeah. It's just something about, you know, making that sacrifice to just grind.
Yes.
You know, and sacrifice it all because you know that there's something great on the other
side. Grind isn't the word. What I've been through. Grind isn't the word. But yeah. Because I love pleasing people, mm-hmm. and I love this industry, and I love cooking, I went all out.
Yeah.
And it paid off. So.
Awesome. So now you're back here with the Miami Heat?
Yes.
Or are you with Stoudemire?
Yes. Yes, the boss, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now how'd that happen?
Well, his family knew me, and they saw my work ethic, and they enjoyed my food and everything I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So... his wife gave me a chance.
Awesome.
She is not often I meet clients or, you know, bosses who really care about their employee. And she gave me a chance. Even up to the other day, like I put a plate in front of her and she ate it. She enjoyed it. But later on, I was like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. It didn't look right. And she was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, I don't have a frame reference for what you knew arugulas weren't placed just so, but she didn't know that.
The fact that I can actually say that to her, like, I felt comfortable, like, I'm
mm-hmm.
sorry.
Yeah.
She was like, you're doing good, so, and I think that's my biggest problem, I critique myself.
Well.
It's a problem, but it's also good.
I was going to say, it's a problem, but it's a gift, too,
yeah,
because
yeah.
if you can edit yourself, then you don't have to be in the position where other people
yeah.
edit you. So now you're going to be one of the top chefs at the Miami Gardens Food and Wine Experience.
Yes.
Councilwoman Lisa Davis is just doing her thing over there in Miami Gardens.
Yes, ma'am.
So now tell me about the competition. So is it a competition like Iron Chef?
Well, it's a friendly competition.
Yeah. No.
Yes, it's a friendly competition. You know, I'm still not sure who they're gonna pair me against, but I mean, I hope they just come ready and prepared. Like I'm young, so I have a lot to show.
I was gonna say, how old are you, Troy?
I'm 27.
I love it. Look,
yeah.
don't be ashamed of it. Sure. It's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Okay, so now the event is 6 p.m. to midnight on November the 14th, I'll be hosting. And hopefully I'll be walking around with one of these little lovely bubbling pineapples. So now tell me about this.
Well,
it is still bubbling.
Yes.
I love it. Okay, so what is this?
So first off, before we get into there, like, I'm a young chef. I work so hard. So my plan was whenever I get put on, I'll help everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So I have here two of my partners. They don't work with They work with me. They don't work for me.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So I brought them here to you know, to be a part of this experience. So
wonderful. So now who do we have? So are they your sous chefs?
No, I have no sous chefs.
Oh, okay.
I have bosses and chefs that work with me.
Okay.
Everybody
awesome.
Gets a chance. Nobody works
to get on.
For me. Yeah.
So now did they make these lovely concoctions?
Well, Chef Raul, he's the one that made the concoction here.
Hey, Chef Raul. Could you come over to a mic?
So, Not only will I be at the Miami Gardens Food and Wine Festival,
mm-hmm.
I will also have a booth there where we'll showcase my company, which is a culinary experience.
Wonderful.
Which is a one-stop shop is what I call it.
Mm-hmm.
I have event planning, I have chefs, and I have bakers as well. So if you come to me, you get everything.
You get the whole thing.
You get the whole package. And these are my friends, so isn't...
So you all are doing it together.
Yeah.
That is the route to success.
And there's not a lot of, you know, companies or people out there who are really trying to work together and stick together.
With their people, yep.
I'm a big fan of that and supportive of that, so I brought them here to give them a chance as well.
So now, well, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hello.
Thank you so much. Okay, so now tell me, Chef Raul. All right, so now, and you are, my dear?
Hi, everyone. I'm Chef Mimi from Divine Cakery. Hi, Jill.
Okay, I should just leave the room. I don't have my glasses on. I'm gonna blame it on that. I'm blaming everything on Missy tonight.
Well, we didn't have any desserts tonight. There's no desserts tonight. We didn't take it that far.
Wait a minute. Okay, let me just say, Divine Cakery. When I tell you this woman, not only does she do the most amazing cakes, but that Oreo, listen, it is the stuff of legend. Who was that? What was that show? The TV show Blackish. When Makeda brought us. She was doing a promo for the ABC show, Blackish, and she brought us the Oreo. I had them because she did them for me at Jazz and in my tent, at Jazz in the Garden. Right. So we had our own little dessert tray out there, but she did some recently for the TV show Blackish, and they were just the cutest things ever. They're chocolate covered Oreos. Those of you who don't know or have not seen her work. And what was that amazing cake? Wasn't it for Stoudemire?
Actually,
their wedding?
Yes, it was for his wedding about 2 or 3 years ago.
Yes.
It was here, actually. I had the great opportunity to make his cake.
And it was in Essence, wasn't it?
Yes, it was in
Essence. It was an amazing cake. Okay, so now
you see how we work together.
Yes, and that's what teamwork makes the dream work. You know, and if you have a team, I like to say that if I'm the smartest person in the room, I'm in the wrong room. So all right. So now, Raul, what are we doing here?
Basically, what it is, it's a virgin pina colada to give you the bubbly effect.
Right.
I used a little bit of dry ice.
Okay.
Keep the constant bubbles and keep your drink a lot cooler than regular ice.
That's brilliant.
And it looks so simple, doesn't it?
Oh, my goodness. It's so simple, and it's so good. And you can get it at the Miami Gardens Wine and Food Experience on November the 14th, right? You're going to have
No, we'll have something better than this. Better. I bought you
Oh, so you bring me the B grade.
No.
I'm kidding.
But, I came and brought... I showed out a little tonight. And
okay, what is the other dish we have over there?
It's our cod cakes
with
a chayote slaw.
Oh, lovely. Did somebody take a picture before we devour those? Okay, good.
So, chayote is a squash. So, I just, incorporate it with a little fruit and other vegetables.
So, what would you say? Is she sending me a call? What would you say is sort of like your culinary point of view?
As far as what?
As far as, the kind of food that you like to work in.
Oh, well, I'm well-rounded.
Mm-hmm.
I can cook anything. Any and everything. I'm well-rounded. I had good teachers, good mentors. So you just name it. I can cook it.
Yeah. So there's no specific specialty that you like. Caribbean or flavors. You're Jamaican.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But because I understand different regions of food, spices, culture, I've never been there. But because I can understand the spice and the culture of the people in the country, I can cook it.
Now, I find that a lot of the things that we do, like rice and peas, for instance, is a dish that's served really in every country.
Yes, but it's served differently.
Exactly. Everywhere you go, they add their own flavor to it. Rice and peas is one way, or pigeon peas and rice is another way. So now, do you, in your travels, do you pick up recipes that way? Do you pick up, parts of your culinary repertoire
way? Well, being from, living here in Miami is a multicultural, pot.
Yeah.
Different cultures, different foods. So what I'll call rice and peas, you'll call peas and rice.
Exactly.
I'll put coconut, I'll put coconut and thyme and scotch bonnet in mine. You probably just put salt, pepper, onions, garlic.
Right.
So, it's not that far apart. As long as you know the culture and the spices, you can cook anything.
I love that. And if you want to join the Miami Gardens Food and Wine Experience and the Hot 105, we will be there November 14th. You can give us a call, 888-550-9105. And Councilwoman Lisa Davis is going to give you tickets right now. I'm going to give you just like 10. Just like I'm going to give away like 10 tickets right now. Just call and say, oh, I want to be there. I hear Troy tingling, and I want to try his pineapples, and I want to try Divine Cakeries, those Oreos. Just call me right now, and Vice Mayor Lisa Davis is going to give you some tickets. Hit it. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Hello. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Okay, you see the Missy?
Yeah, he's there.
Okay, so hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this? Hello. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Daphne.
Daphne, hey Daphne. Would you like tickets to the Miami Gardens Wine and Food Experience to try Troy Tingle's tingling appetizers?
Yeah.
Did you have a question for him as well?
Yeah, I had a question, and what I was calling about was the driver's license.
Oh, okay. Here, let me give you the number.
Okay.
And see, you're going to get your license and something good to eat. 305-256. 256-2306. Yeah, it's 305-256-2300.
2300.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Yay, okay.
Awesome. And I'm going to put you back on with some more. And you have a pair of tickets to join me at the and Chef Troy Tingle at the South. Miami Gardens Food and Wine Experience.
Tingling.
Thank you, tingling. See, I'm all tingled out. Thanks for calling, Daphne. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to Hot Talk. Who's this?
Elaine George.
Elaine George, how are you, Elaine?
I'm doing well.
How can I help you?
I like tickets to the food festival.
You got them. Hold on. Next line. Hold on, girl. Next. You hung up on her. Okay, Elaine, call back. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
I'm Janelle.
Hi, Janelle. Did you want to talk to the chef or did you just want some tickets?
I like to speak to the chef, but I love the tickets.
Okay, you got the tickets too, so just hold on. And chef is right here. Let him have it.
Yes, Janelle, let me have it.
Hi, I would just love to try all your foods. I'm not a chef, but I would love to try everything you have.
Awesome. He's
happy to support you all.
Yay. This pineapple is going off right about now. It stopped bubbling, but it is a wonderful pina colada. And I have some tequila in the car. Thanks so much for calling, Janelle.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on. Hi, welcome to Hot Talk.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
This is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. How are you? Is that with an H or a C?
With the C.
Okay. And so did you have a question for the chef?
No, but I'm very interested in trying his food. It sounds delicious.
And you'll be able to do that with these tickets to the Miami Gardens Wine and Food Experience.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on.
I like Thanks. How all the women awesome. Are calling in.
Exactly. You
know, that's a good look for me.
That is a great look for you. So, keep ladies... calling. Ladies, hold on, and I'll make sure that some more gets your information. And Councilwoman Lisa Davis is going to send you some tickets to come out and enjoy the festivities. And for the rest of you who didn't get a chance to get some, you can go to Miami Gardens Wine Food EXP.com and get them right now. General admission tickets are $65, and VIP on the rooftop are $125. Now, Chef Troy Tingling and Chef Miriam Charles are in the building. Chef Mimi, lots of... Now, what are you doing? Are you doing any of your specialties, Mimi?
Yes, I will be there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be doing a couple things. So I'll have little mini shooters, different desserts, and possibly a cake or two.
Oh, awesome. Huh? Right up Trickland's alley. So quickly, I would like to talk to you about your business. How long have you been in business with Ryan
Cupcake? I've been in business for about 3 or 4 years.
And so how did you make the step? Were you a chef at another restaurant or something like that? How'd you make the step?
So really quick, my backstory is I went to culinary school in Le Cordon Bleu in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And at the end of culinary school, you have to do an internship of some sort.
Right.
I moved to West Virginia and I did my internship and later on my apprenticeship at the Greenbrier. And I then became the first Black woman to graduate from their apprenticeship program for culinary.
Awesome.
So I unfortunately had an accident and thank you, by the way. I unfortunately had an accident and I was diagnosed with having carpal tunnel in both my wrists and I had wow. surgery. So mm-hmm. I'm thinking I'm never going to cook again.
Right?
Oh my God, I was devastated. And then I had to move back home because I had a family member who was ill. And my mom has been baking, and she's always been my inspiration. So I was like, I'm going to try this.
Wow.
And it just became Divine Cakery.
I love that. And you know, a lot of times, and I always love to get people's stories, especially those who have become entrepreneurs, because a lot of times it comes from that moment when you just are not, it's like, this or, you know, I'm going to be a bookkeeper to libraries. This does not work, but it is that perseverance, sure. even in, you know, because carpal tunnel in both arms, you
and
know.
I still feel it till this day sometimes, yeah. but I'm going to tell you, it's been a blessing. That was the greatest thing that could have ever yeah. happened to me in disguise, and I didn't even know it. And my journey is, like Chef Troy said, grind is not even the word. The blood, the sweat, the tears. Being especially in a male-dominated industry
yeah.
as a Black woman, and, yeah. you know, it was tough, but I did what I had to do,
yeah.
and I'm here.
I love it. I love it. I recently had on a young guy. His name is Darius Williams. Darius Cooks is his name on the social media. He does started with just a YouTube channel cooking. He did a 3-minute video, how to fry chicken. Mm-hmm. That now is over 2 million hits. Wow. Then of course, and then he came back and did one that macaroni and cheese. It's like 2 million hits, and he just did one on collard greens.
Wow.
And through this, now he's doing Dining with Darius, and he travels the country and does these dinners and stuff. And it was just from a love of cooking, you know, and being in his cubicle at this really job. You know, and he said, just like you said, I'm just going to try it. I'm just going to go out there and do it and, you know, make it happen. And Troy, and I can't thank you guys enough for coming in and spending some time with us, bringing us these lovely treats. So now, Troy Tingling, how can we get in this shaved jerk brisket with yeah. pickled grilled watermelon salad? I'm just really, I'm going to need to put that in my purse. And who shot you?
You like
that? I love yeah, your pictures. Yeah. Who shot them? They look great.
It's this company in New York. While I was there, they
it has a it has a very Four Seasons feeling, doesn't it? I love it. Good stuff. Chef Troy Tingling will be on stage at the Miami Gardens Food and Wine Experience. Thank you so much for coming in. And yeah, I would definitely love to have you back. I have you back, and we'll do around the holidays. We gotta, you know, talk about how people can put together.
Can I say something though?
Of course.
It's still mind blowing to me because I grew up listening to you on the radio, and to know I'm sitting here and not hearing you through a radio.
I know, right?
It feels nice.
Thank you. For me too. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right, so we will be back on the other side. It is 10:10:15. Will you be there? Exactly. We'll talk about why the silence is there with the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March coming up on the other side. This is Hot Talk on Hot 105.
It's Hot Talk with Jill Tracy. Always live, always local. Produced by Missy Bailey.